to. Seems to be 80% one and 20% the other. But if you listen to just one side and not the other, you come up with a very slanted viewpoint, and I don't care which side it is. Low prices plus more low affordable rates, which we're at, high affordability. NAR's current index stands at 146.7. That's higher than each of the last 10 years. And it peaked in 2012, higher than the index, the more affordable the houses are. But the average index between 90 and 2007 was 123, and there's no years in the index that was above 133. That means that the homes are more affordable today than any time during the 18 years between 1990 and 2007. It's just that from 2008 on, they are not. The bottom line is that when home prices continue to appreciate and mortgage rates are increasing, home affordability will likely to continue to slide. However, this does not mean that buying a house is not attainable. You've got to live somewhere. You're going to pay. If you don't buy it in mortgage, you're going to pay it in rent. But look at what they're saying. They're saying that if mortgage rates start to go up, you lose some of your buying power. To put that in very simple terms, if you were around 4% mortgage-wise and you didn't take any action and you were looking at a $500,000 house and the mortgage rates in the next year increased to 5%, you'd lose 9% of your buying power. Every 1% of interest increase takes 9%. So if you were looking at a $500,000 house, you would only now be able to afford a $455,000 house. And if at the same time the house price went up 5%, went up 3.5 last year, you're probably looking not at $155,000, but more like $140,000, $135,000 house. So you get that 1-2 punch of if interest is going up and prices are going up, your buying power is going down. And that's where the demand continues to outpace the inventory, especially in the lower stocked areas, the lower priced areas. So why are we low down there? Think about it. When's the last time you went by a new development of townhouses or condos? If you did, you went by a rental only. You didn't go by a for sale. If you look at what was built in the year 2018, 65% of all new buildings were rental-only buildings. That's because people can't find what they're looking to buy and are starting to rent. We're turning into a rental society. We slipped from 73% home ownership down to 63% during the recession. It's now built itself up to 65, 66. That's a healthy, it never should have been at 73 to start with. So there are always one-third of our people that will rent. Either they don't feel confident enough to buy, their credit isn't good enough to buy, they don't feel they're going to be around long enough that it makes sense to buy. But we don't see low-end inventory being built because land is so expensive. And we have these important considerations to take into place around affordable housing. And affordable housing is not free market housing. Affordable housing is income-constrained housing, and we have to put a lot of it up. And we actually at our local real estate board are having a conference on this in 2 weeks where we're going to talk about what two or three of the towns are doing with affordable housing. And every time you put up a project, you have to set aside 15 or 20% of that project for affordable housing. And as a result, some people aren't putting the projects together. They're going to they're building rental onlys. And 15 or 20% of that has to be affordable too. But it's a little easier to do on a rental only than on a purchase because it's pretty hard to put up a complex of $300,000 to $400,000 townhouses when 15% of them are going to be affordable housing and nobody really wants to live at that end of the development. So everybody thinks it's a good idea, including me, to have affordable housing, but nobody wants it in their backyard. And that's the problem. But it's being mandated by the state. We're going through gyrations so that everybody gets their affordable housing equivalent fulfilled. And as a result, we're not building housing at the low end. Secondly, the high end, the housing we are building is at the high end. We're building a lot of 700-plus single-family homes, one and two. We're not building, nobody's building above eight, because when you go above eight in a development, you got to put affordable housing in. So they're staying below that. And the reason we're building 3,600 square foot is because our local zoning laws say that's what needs to be built. Mm-hmm. And the reason they say that is we didn't want people moving in 20 years ago and bringing two or three children or having two or three children once they moved in and put into the school system. So we're building housing that most people could not afford. That's why affordable housing came along, to be honest with you. But the zoning needs to be revisited because we have less students. We're going to be down 25% in our student body in the next 5 years in Hunterdon County. We have less students than ever, and this is not a problem any longer. But we haven't changed the zoning laws. And we have 26 different municipalities in Hunterdon County. We have about 18 or 19 in Somerset County. And they all work individually with some shared county services, usually sewer and health and contamination. But other than that, they do their own thing, and they don't talk to each other. And there's no countywide planning going on, although there is countywide leadership going on. Buyer demand continues to outpace inventory in homes for sale. And I can't say enough. Prices have gone up 8.5% year over year, and inventory has gone down 14% year over year. And that was, according to CoreLogic's latest home price index, prices for starter homes.